This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. You can call in and join us by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Los Angeles Police Department is getting themselves some drones.
Woo-hoo.
Even though the people that live in Los Angeles don't want them to wind up getting the drones. We'll tell you about it.
Get some.
Plus your calls and thoughts. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be the Commonwealth of Skype, Brother Daryl.
The Commonwealth of Skype.
Stefan, I just want to congratulate you on upping your game within your first 2 seconds of a call.
Yes, I love it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I know that you guys, at least I know Daryl and Chris seem to be, are heavy users of cryptocurrencies, right?
That's fair to say.
I only snorted like 3 cryptocurrencies today.
Well, I've been on the fence for it a while. I've never really truly dabbled in it. And the reason is I have to admit I'm a bit of a skeptic when it comes to the worth of cryptocurrencies and what benefit. And, you know, everybody always says it's a great alternative. You know, Bitcoin, for example, is a great alternative to the U.S. dollar. Well, how do you get Bitcoins? You can either A, spend U.S. dollars on the Bitcoins, or B, spend U.S. dollars on the equipment to mine said Bitcoins. So what would you say the advantages are for a newbie like me to get into cryptocurrencies?
Well, the most cited advantages are Bitcoin really isn't controlled by anything. And
it has to be controlled by something, though. That's what I have a hard time with.
We'll get to that. But what I mean to say is there is no central bank. There is no central committee. There is no government that controls what Bitcoin is and what it does.
It's open source. The Fed chairman can't just say, oh, you know what? We're doing quantitative easing and adding $4 trillion to the Bitcoin economy.
Which then would devalue your Bitcoin. That's what governments practice usually as a way to boost their exports by cheapening their own money. So that is one advantage. The other advantage that I really see is this idea of there are certain financial transactions that one cannot make. So, for example, if I want to put $15,000 into a bank account, and if I go there, then it's not that I can't do it, I can do it, but I realize that the bank is then going to fill out a form.
The suspicious activities report, I believe is what they call that.
And it's going to get filed with the with the Secretary of the Treasury at the federal level.
Right.
And I become part of a database. It's just.
And then even if, let's say you don't go in with $15,000, you go in with $7,000. And then a week and a half from now, you go in with another $7,000.
Oh, yeah.
And then a week and a half from now, you go in, or, you know, from that date, you go in with another $7,000. Oh, well, now it appears that you're structuring to make sure that none of your deposits are over $10,000. So that's a suspicious activity report.
Right. So there's that.
No matter what you do, it can fall under this suspicious activity report. There's also people that, for a variety of reasons, are basically blackballed from having a bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you wound up when you were 17 years old overdrafting on a bank account that you had, racked up a bunch of overdraft fees
I think it's called an SDNL list, a specially designated nationals list.
Right. But things like that can deny people to do that. So to me, it's resistance to censorship, resistance to other people telling you how you can spend your money.
Also a way that you can, you know, wind up having a little more control over how you spend money with other people that aren't in your physical proximity.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned people that were unable to get a bank account. Do you know if that applies to credit unions or no?
Those are non-depository institutions.
Heather's our most recent banking expert.
Yeah.
No, but there are a lot of even credit unions will still use that same, I'm trying to think of the name of it. Heather will know. But there is a centralized reporting agency.
Checklist, I believe, is the name of it.
Could be, something like that.
Or checks.
Yes. Yeah. But if you go to open a bank account, you may be blackballed for some reason. And that's one example. The other example that doesn't obviously belong to you, you live in a populated area, but there are millions and millions, probably billions of people in the world that don't have access to a bank, period.
Right.
Well, I have to step in there. If they don't have access to a bank, what makes you think they're going to have access to internet to use Bitcoin?
Because that's becoming more prevalent than people building bank branches. So in we're talking about sub-Saharan Africa and things like that.
There are companies like Google and, you know, as horrible as they are, Facebook, that are doing internet to remote parts of the world. There are developers working on things to where people can use Bitcoin through SMS instead of needing to have a smartphone and download an app.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we say Bitcoin over and over and over, but Bitcoin's by no means the only one. And
right.
It's prevalent one.
It is. I think it's also it's a real stretch to sit there and say, you know, Bitcoin is going to be the absolute best solution for problem X in 5 years.
I think Bitcoin is just the standard amongst most people. It's like comparing, you know, Federal Reserve notes to the currency that Bernard von Nothaus put together. It's obvious which one is considered the true standard. But that brings up another point. If cryptocurrencies become such a big thing and become extremely popular, who's to say the Federal Reserve won't just try to come up with their own?
If it
becomes the standard form of currency in the future, which I'm sure eventually it will.
They might, but... The thing is, they can come up with their, you know, virtual currency, but there's no way that they can force you to use their virtual currency.
Well, what if they try to implement laws around cryptocurrency? Do you see that happening? Are there any countries?
There are laws that prohibit people from using cannabis, but millions of people still do it.
There was a guy given 40 months in jail because he didn't have the proper licensing for running a business that accepted Bitcoin.
That's all well and good, but the question really is a technical question to me. Can government shut it down?
No.
And that becomes very hard. So you see places like, you know, communist China, which has taken some strides against exchanges and things like that. They have total control over the internet within their borders, but it doesn't stop people around the globe from continuing to use them. And as time goes by, the Chinese are going to find out, you know, they have the what they call the Great Firewall, which is supposed to restrict all access. Chinese activists are going to find holes in that. They're going to figure out ways to exploit
it. And they keep finding holes in that.
Right.
And, you know, they keep using Bitcoin. And, yeah, you know, the governments are going to try to prohibit a lot of things, but people, you know, by and large are going to be diligent enough to find ways around government prohibitions or just wind up, you know, just facing the jail time.
Yeah, and it is inevitable that central banks will issue their own cryptocurrencies, and there's a couple.
I've read a report that Russia is
the crypto ruble.
Yeah,
they're
the
talking
crypto
about that
ruble
right
is supposed to be launched sometime fairly soon, I believe.
Yeah, so there will be a state-run cryptocurrency. The question will be is what will the policies be around it? Will it truly be decentralized? And the answer to those is probably not. It can be on a blockchain technology like Bitcoin, and it could still run on, you know, 10 servers run by the central bank of Russia. And, you know, while that's technically a cryptocurrency, they're entering a market where there are lots of cryptocurrencies that offer better ways to do various things. And I'm going to quit saying cryptocurrency because I think crypto asset is a more appropriate term.
And based on how you define the term virtual currency, since the Federal Reserve can just, with a couple strokes on a computer, inflate or deflate the currency on a whim, technically the U.S. dollar is a virtual currency, as most of it resides as ones and zeros in computers.
True.
Stephen, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on cryptocurrencies, drones, cryptocurrencies that run on a blockchain? This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
that you can get a home security system delivered to your front door. It's the Blink home security system. Get it delivered to your door. You download an app on your phone, and it walks you through the easy setup. Even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get it set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And the app will notify you whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera, or you can just check the cam from your phone whenever you want to. And we have a deal for you. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge. For one, visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live, blinkprotect.com/FTL. All one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got somebody listed here. Says Jeff is a former nationalist. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I actually called in a few months ago, I think, and I was talking about, like, the Holocaust and stuff like that. But then since that day, I've really been thinking about how saying stuff like that makes people think of me. And from that point, I started to think more logically. And I had all these critiques of the non-aggression principle and stuff like that. But then eventually what I came to realize is that the non-aggression principle is logical. And furthermore, it's when someone speaks it, it's a compulsion from that point that we need to follow it. And this has made me basically re-examine all of my worldviews that existed. So, and from there I've actually started coming up with some strategies that I think libertarians would need to use to gain some power in this world and see the dissolution of massive government, Leviathan-style beast government. So, that's basically what I wanted to talk about, if you wanted to go further in detail with that.
Yeah, what can the Libertarian Party do to get more power?
I don't want more power.
Most libertarians don't want power. Yeah, they want to get rid of power.
Huh?
Well, yes, but the thing is, to get rid of that power, you need to gain some level of power first. And then
you have to take the ring of power in order to get rid of the ring of power.
You totally do, man. In order to fight an alpha wolf, you got to be as tough as the alpha wolf. You got to match power for power. And you know what? That's the truth of the matter that a lot of libertarians don't take into consideration. They think, you know, we can just win by yelling in megaphones on a soapbox. Like, that's not going to do anything.
Sometimes you can win by having superior ideas.
The opposite of...
If you're willing to defend those ideas...
Hold on. The opposite of take power isn't yell into a megaphone.
No, I'm not saying that, Daryl.
I'm saying
that you do, in some degree, like, we are in a fight for freedom, a fight for our ideas, and, like, with that, right, you can have an idea, but if you're not willing to defend it, right, then you're weak and you're vulnerable. It's like, I have my child. If I'm not willing to defend my child and fight for my child, guess what? She's a sitting duck.
Right, but you're never gonna spread your ideas through the use of force or through pounding them into people's head. You can expose ideas to people. You can try to convince them of the virtue of your ideas and things
like
that.
Gandhi never took up arms against the British and arguably was more successful in his revolution than the American Revolution was.
Yeah.
I think the non-aggression principle, too many people that preach it, like, it's almost like, how would you protect your own kids? Like, if somebody came and, like, hurt their kid, they'd stand there and watch because they wouldn't want to touch anybody. Like, that's how I feel the majority of people that preach the non-aggression principle come off to me. Like, they make you feel like you're, like, less than a human if you, you know, fight to defend a victim or something that you see on the street. Like, nobody's allowed to touch anybody. Like, no, you know what? I'll do what I'm going to do.
You're arguing against pacifism, not non-aggression. Non-aggression is you do not initiate force. You are fully within your rights to defend yourself.
Well, right.
And if somebody says, help me, you can defend that person.
But that's the thing.
If you just walk up on something and you see somebody punching somebody in the face, you don't know who was the aggressor there. Maybe the guy that's doing the punching was the person that got jumped from behind.
Right. In which case, you can break it up.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Well, fellas, if I can interject here for a second. I know
Please.
I started an interesting conversation here, but I think I've been misunderstood a little, because what I'm talking about is not getting government power to relax government power, essentially. What I'm talking about is things that we can do to promote a libertarian society without that.
And all right, so go ahead. How can we promote a libertarian society?
One of the main strategies that I had cooked up is essentially that we need to get as many immigrants and things like that into the country as possible. And if we do that, we also need to promote hyper welfare programs. But once we get all these immigrants into the country and we have these hyper welfare programs, what is going to happen is eventually the class of parasites is going to become so large that the system of the productive cannot sustain itself. And society will collapse eventually.
So why would you want to collapse society?
Type scenario where there's a
why would you want to collapse society?
This isn't really a new idea.
That's a horrible idea.
No, it's not a new one. A lot of people have always said...
Have you been reading on Venezuela?
Yes.
They're collapsing over there. Is that what you want to see?
Well, I would like to see a situation somewhat like Venezuela, but
then go move there.
Times worse than that.
Then go move there.
Do is create a situation.
Go move there. You're calling into the show, and you're all comfortable and safe right now, and you can go. No, that's a terrible idea. I'm sorry. Like you have no gratitude, and this
gratitude.
Right now, yes, gratitude. Because you know what? Half the people complaining about our government
in
America.
Hold on. One person at a time.
Like, oh God, man, I'm really taking the muzzle off, man. Like, I've been holding in so many thoughts over the last couple of weeks, and you know what? There are so many people in this country that complain about our government, right? Look at the flag people, right? The kneeling, this, that, and the other thing. Like, we're lucky we're not thrown in jail for choosing whether to stand or kneel. There's so many benefits of living in this country as opposed to other countries. But yet you still have people where it's like, it's not good enough. It's never good. You could give them all the freedom in the world, and I'm convinced some of these liberty lovers would still not be happy. They are just... nag and they complain.
Count me
in. And you know what?
I'm one of those.
You know, I don't even mind paying taxes. I just don't want to pay a lot. I would pay taxes. I'd pay a little bit of taxes to go to run an efficient little town and community and contribute to a potluck type thing. Ever been to a potluck dinner? It's voluntary, whatever.
I do them all the time.
I'm totally
in my
on board with that. We should be paying as many taxes as we can right now to immigrants so that the system collapses in on itself. And
that's a bad idea.
I think we're being trolled.
I think we are as well. But the concept of bleed the system dry, that idea has been around for a long time. The system's not just going to wind up bleeding dry because you know why?
The
Federal Reserve is just going to wind up inflating the currency.
No, what we need to do is we need to overhaul and get rid of the people that are raising taxes, okay? It's a lot easier than bringing in millions of other people. Let's
Jeff,
just take a handful and get rid of
call.
Them.
Your calls, and thoughts, welcome.
Trump 855-450
at free. Lies. That's 855-450-3733. Three. Can we just vote the bums out? Is that possible? We've been trying it for 200 years.
They can't
come up with
new bums.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And let's pretend for a second that you're not one of the radio listeners, that you're one of the tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of people that listen to the podcast version of this radio show.
I wonder where you're going with
that. And let's say that you're one of the people that really, really likes the show, but you've not yet left us a rating and a review on the iTunes or the Stitcher. Could you do that for us? We would really appreciate it, and it would help other people find the show, because the way the various things work is the higher the reviews and the ratings, the higher up in search results it shows, and then the, you know, more chance that other people wind up finding the show. So if you've not yet left a review or a rating on iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other podcast aggregation things, and I'm sure there's probably others, those are the, you know, two biggies that people wind up using. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. We definitely would appreciate it. Now, Chris, we teased a story out of Los Angeles.
We did.
Where apparently the Los Angeles Police Department said, we want some drones. And the people that live in Los Angeles, by and large, said, we don't want you having drones. But then the city council apparently just ignored the will of the people.
Well, yeah.
As often happens. So tell us what happened here.
Yes, over activist objections, the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners approved the police department's pilot drone program. And this comes to us from Patch.com, Los Angeles. The civilian panel that oversees the Los Angeles Police Department approved a drone program Tuesday, several months after the department first presented what it called a, quote, limited plan to use the technology.
Limited to how many drones?
Oh, we'll get into the details. Just as long as
limited
it's...
to we're going to fly drones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over every major intersection.
Limited as in, you know, maybe Johnson saying we're going to have a limited involvement in Vietnam. So just quit worrying.
Also, we're going to draft people to fly their personal drones.
Just quiet, Daryl. It's the police. It's not like they're going to lie to you, all right?
Right. They're allowed to lie to you.
Here's another thing I've been thinking about. The police and government in general, it's almost like being, like, they're honest, right? Like, you know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to enforce. They're just, it's kind of like being a transparent...
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Okay, so maybe honest? They don't... Okay, but you know what
the
nature
of... We know that they're going to enforce the drug war.
Yes, you know that they're going to enforce laws that politicians pass. Like, you
right,
know
but they'll
that.
Call things like the Patriot Act, and they'll call it the U.S. Freedom Act, when these things are the opposite of it.
I think they could be a little more precise on what it is.
No, I'm going to say that they flat-out lie. They frequently pass things. I could give you... Give me time, I give you 100 examples of laws that were passed for one reason. When we find out that the actual reason they were doing something is something honest. If you want to say the government is consistent in their dishonesty, I will agree with you to the point that it becomes laughably predictable.
The government is a group of people, though. You got to hold the inconsistent ones accountable.
That'd be most of them, though.
That's what I'm saying, is that it's because it's government, you have faces. We have faces and we have names, and we can hold individual people accountable.
No,
and
you
can't.
Start
making blanket judgments.
You can't. You cannot.
When we just say, oh, okay, government.
No, I'll give you an example. The EPA, somebody within the EPA, because we can't find out exactly who, comes up with a new reason that we can control... flow of water on private property. Now, all you know is that a news article came out that says the EPA now says that if you have any water on your property, we consider it a potential wetland. Therefore, the U.S. federal government has control over it.
Hold on, Chris. It's only a wetland if that water flows into something that flows into something that goes into the ocean, and then it's a navigable wetland.
Right. So this happened... There was no law passed that said, make this happen. There was just a law saying Congress gives the EPA their right to do pretty much whatever they want.
Yeah, they
and
can
then
make
bureaucrats,
policy.
Bureaucrats come up with the actual regulations, and I have no recourse. My only recourse is to try to convince all of Congress, not just my representative, but I have to convince them all that this is such a bad idea that they have to take an almost unheard-of step in passing a law that would actually restrict a executive branch agency from doing insane things.
And
I never do. Don't tell me I have recourse. Don't tell me that they are people with faces that I can identify and find them and hold them accountable.
I've heard that the EPA building in D.C. leaves lights on all the time. We just need to figure out who is the janitor that's supposed to turn the light switches off.
I bet you couldn't even find that out. You have to go to the Department of Energy for that. But that's my point, Heather. It sounds easy. It sounds like, and that's what we were founded on, the idea that we could hold government accountable. The reality is, after 200 plus odd years of this experiment, we can't.
And then they wind up, you know, various legislative bodies wind up passing various immunities for government bureaucrats. You've got courts making rulings saying that, well, we interpret this to mean that they have this other immunity. I filed a lawsuit when there was an illegal raid on where I was living a few years ago, filed a lawsuit seeking an apology from the code enforcer and the fire chief for waking me up 3 hours after I went to bed because I worked a late second shift, and the judge wound up throwing it out, saying that I had not stated a claim upon which relief might be granted, and the city wound up citing four different types of immunity for why they didn't need to apologize.
And I want to talk about checks and balances.
Go ahead. I just just feel like I've heard a lot, you know, having been involved in politics now for a few years, I've gone to a movement or I could say echo chamber where there are a lot of people that claim the government is the problem. And what I fail to see, though, yes, you guys, I totally bought into it for a little bit, but I'm one of those people that every so often I self-reflect and I criticize my own set of beliefs. I try to stay as humble as possible, you know, and if I hold an incorrect position, change it. But, you know, why does government come to exist in the first place? So everyone that says, oh, government's the problem and freedom is so much better, if that's the case and freedom and liberty is in everybody's best interest, why doesn't it just happen?
Because most people prefer to not have to make their own decisions.
Or you've got the people that they want freedom for themselves.
But not for others.
Well, I can't trust that my neighbor's not going to do something horrible, so we have to wind up implementing this law and that law and this other law.
But
so
is that their intent with it? Or is it people are going into it saying, you know what, like, I'm willing to be a part of this country and pay taxes to this government and, you know, fight with my voice through lobbying, through voting, and all this other stuff to shift the outcome.
The vast majority of people, this is the God's honest truth, in my honest belief, is most people are going to go through their lives not thinking for 2 seconds about 99% of what we talk about on this show. They don't care. They have drones in Los Angeles, this article we're just talking about.
Right,
oh, cool, my kid has one.
Let me ask
That's
you
as much as they're going to think about it.
Here's another one. The military, right? I was thinking about this recently. The military. If the military, and I grew up in a military family. My father was in the military.
I served.
So if we have a standing army, right, a military, we have all of their families are here in America and they go overseas. Let's say we've heard about blowback and stuff on this radio. We've talked about that, like where foreign policy causes blowback and stuff. And isn't it in our military's best interest, right? We educate them with these ideas. We could still have a military, but educate them with these ideas that say, you know, this is what's in America's best interest is not to have this aggressive foreign policy. We could still have them as a line of defense.
That's a role of politicians, not of the military. We can continue this discussion if you'd like.
Okay. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, should the cops have drones?
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it, but we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Now, the discount that you get depends on how long of a period you register for that first initial term. So the longer you register, the bigger the savings. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator does make it easy. They offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. Plus, HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got somebody calling themselves Lumpy, calling in, watching on YouTube.
Nice.
Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show tonight, as always. I've not heard Heather a whole lot on the show, and Heather, I'd love to be in the position where you are and believe that the efficacy of the state has, it seems to me, and forgive me and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to have reached you that you believe that we actually have some process. There are so that works for us, that protects our freedoms and liberties. I think that is a grand illusion. If people knew, I've had my property stolen from me south of the wall down here in Slavachusetts, for a supposed fraudulent transfer. Jay Noon had helped me a while back try and do some things, but I couldn't pursue it.
Jay Noon being an occasional co-host on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's right. And a hero, as well as an awesome, amazing human. So they for a supposed fraudulent transfer, four owners before I owned the property. And if you went to find out what really happened, they actually caused a problem on a separate piece of property out in near where Jay lives, that lived out in Palmer, Mass., where the EPA came in and supposedly cleaned up. They created a bill. There were a bunch of tires there and everything. Anyway, I can go on that. One of the things I often like to talk about is I didn't even know this, but I also was in the military. I spent 8 years in the Navy, and a part of that phony drug war, we were down in Colombia. And, you know, I'll share this till the day I die, because I didn't know what was really going on when I was in. But when I was down there, we were chasing the go fast, like you see on TV and all that baloney.
Right.
And we knew we had pictures in our, we had pictures. We knew the boats were loaded with coke. So I found out later on as I was getting out, I was visiting some, some guys who were getting out that were SEALs and up in a hospital, up in a military hospital. I think it was Balboa. I'm not sure. San Diego. Anyway, these guys would tell me what they were doing when we were doing what's called counter drug operations or counter drug interdiction through right. joint task forces. We had to call either, you know, we were in the bloody ocean chasing boats, right? They had a whole network set up, fuel and everything. We knew right. we had pictures. We knew they had the coke on these boats. What I found out is from these guys that were retiring from that were SEALs had gone down there, and they had these guys were alcoholics and drug addicts, and because probably of what was going on, they were going through the VA, you know, through the hospital and trying to get their head right, because the damage and things that they had saw, thinking they were heroes. They had told me what I assumed that the people were CIA. I really don't know, but we had to call the five people, three of whom which were either senators or congressmen, and two of whom which were either senators or congressmen, to find out if we could board. They were on what we called the board list. To find out if we could board.
Did the call go something like, "Senator, I need to board this boat. Is any of your cocaine on it?"
Basically, I would have guessed that. I don't know. I wasn't part right. of that. But I found this out afterwards, right? And there were big busts and everything once in a while, and then we took pictures on the flight deck of all this coke we got. My guess is they weren't. It was cocaine that was. So, but they told me what happened is there was some families were promised land down in Colombia. Okay, they were land is hard to get, I guess, down there in Colombia. But they said you're going to have this farm if you make X amount of cocaine, right? So, and great, I'm going to have the FBI knocking on my door again, probably again. time now, standards. I really don't care. I don't talk to them when they come to the door. I answer the door and. Barry Cooper fashion. I say, we don't answer the door for the police. So they'll probably do something else. We should tell them about this. But, you know.
Barry Cooper being former cop that wound up, you know,
yeah.
going good and making a video yeah. called Never Get Busted.
Yep, yep. He's quite a hero. Quite a story that he has and something to mention all this stuff. But anyway, I assume these guys were CIA operatives so they promised this part, they make X amount of cocaine. So what they do is people say, oh my gosh, we have to make X amount of cocaine. Can we do this? So they get their family to come in and that's their great grandmothers all the way down to babies, you know, and they're very family oriented, maybe a patriarchal Catholic type society down there for the most part. And they have these very tight families. And yeah, they're armed. Guns are very common down there. And, but what happens is they get called drug terrorists when they're done making their X amount of cocaine. And then we send in the Navy SEALs and the Airborne Rangers to make sure there's no witnesses left. And I don't want to even repeat because I feel shaky when I start to repeat what happened. You know, all that stuff you see on TV about, none of it's real. I mean, what really happens down there, and this is all your tax dollars. This is what you support when you support the system.
You're paying.
It doesn't matter. Like Darryl just a few minutes ago, they're going to continue to pay for this stuff forever. They're going to print, you know, they're going to either print money or just add zeros on a computer anymore and charge it back.
Or just keep going into debt.
Yeah. It's you know, people talk about the bank of perpetuity or something like that, but it's perpetual debt. I would love to live in the world you live in, Heather.
What do you mean? Is it like, isn't, What do you mean? Like, nobody technically has to pay taxes.
That we have some kind of process, that we have some kind of due process. My land was stolen from me. My entire life was stolen.
Hey, I've been a victim of government before, like several times. Okay, like
I'm sorry. We all are.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to turn around and assume that there's no...
No, what it means...
You know what I mean? I'm not going to make blanket judgments. I'm going to say, you know what? I was arrested by a cop that tried to break my arm when I was 17, and, you know...
Were you able to hold him accountable?
Right. Number one. Number two, how do you feel about the fact that your tax dollars go towards breaking other girls' arms?
What do you mean?
I mean, literally, there is some cop somewhere in the United States that's going to do something. It may be accidental, but an arm's going to get broken on some girl, and taxpayers are going
to
pay for it.
But you know what? Even if, like I would pay to, like, fund... I agree that there's some problems as far as accountability and holding bad cops accountable.
I don't
but I would, pay for a protection.
If you were to say you were to pay, then pay voluntarily. Do something like
that. I will. That's what I'm saying is right now I consent to some money being taken out of my paycheck to fund things like police departments and fire departments to do certain things. I don't consent to the other part of it, and that's why I do what I do, and I vocalize my opinion, and I speak out against what I don't agree with.
But you do.
But to lump it all together and be like, oh, we don't need cops. We don't need this. We don't need.
No, I don't need
the government. Excuse me. The government lumps it all together. The government uses that same tax dollar to bomb weddings. Your tax dollars also kill babies.
Lumpy, continue with your thought. Lumpy, continue with your thought.
Oh, I just say you can't imagine the stuff that, when they talk about bombing weddings, the stuff that goes down in Colombia, there are no witnesses left to tell you the story about this. There's none. And I'm talking about children, women raped, and I mean raped, not like the Me Too type stuff. This is the war stuff. This is the stuff you see and that you can't imagine. You know, we weren't heroes. We were told.
Yeah,
we
but
weren't.
Rapists are rapists. Just because someone
These
works for the state
names.
Doesn't mean they're like some evil satanic rapist.
How about when they're paid for by the federal government?
Oh, my God. They're still a rapist, whether you pay them privately or publicly. They're still a rapist. That has nothing to do with how they're funded. It means they're a sick human being, period.
Lumpy, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.